much, Madam Chair. And again, I join you in thanking the delegation for the very detailed answers. I will continue from where I left off this morning, and in respect of education, re-stress the issue about going back to history and the role of the women, Agogis, and the way they took on masculine...
Sorry.
Thank you, Madam Chair. The way they took on men's activities successfully as hunters, as archers, and so on. So this ties into the last remark made by head of delegation, that these should be institutionalized for the girls so that they do not fear going into those fields, knowing that it is work that their ancestors, women, have done. Then in this regard, I would like to again ask that I am aware there is research that has gone on documenting this history by the Leonard Watehorn University or Institute in Benin. And I would like to ask how this research institution's work has fed into the empowerment of women, especially in the role of education, in the area of education. Finally, I just want to ask about our previous concluding observations about proactive policies. We asked for pregnant girls return to school. You have given us excellent policies about retaining girls in school so that they don't even drop out. But in the case of those who have dropped out, please, what are the proactive policies you have for their return? And finally, how far you have advanced on the sanitary facilities that we asked that should be provided for girls in school. Thank you, Madam Chair, and thank you to the delegation.